Welcome to Real Estate Radio Live, an informative and engaging podcast discussing everything you need to know about the world of real estate. Your host, Joe Cacera, provides you with insight and guidance on how to buy, sell, finance, and invest in real estate. He also offers real estate tax management strategies, new construction advice, home improvement tips, and much, much more. And now, to guide you around the world of real estate, here's your host and Real Estate Radio Live team leader, Joe Cacera.
Welcome in, Joe Cacera with Real Estate Radio Live. Thank you for those that are continuing to follow the show there on Facebook, and we appreciate that very, very much. We've been doing the podcast and the radio show started back in 2011, and now the podcast for several years, and we get thousands of downloads a month. So I want to take the time, as I normally do on a regular basis, thank all of you for downloading the podcast and listening to it. I hope that you're getting value from it, and we'll continue to try to do that, pass that on as much as we can. It is Wednesday, so my buddy Mike is in the studio, and for those that are just taking a peek maybe on Facebook, we do the show here in the studio. We try to do it 2 or 3 days a week, depending on the schedule, and we are talking real estate today, typically two Italian guys talking real estate.
There you go.
And it is almost Christmas time, hard to believe.
Yeah.
2019 is coming to a wrap-up, so next week or so, we'll give you kind of a review.
It almost is next year. It'll be next year in a couple weeks.
But it is Zoom. Went by really, really quick, as it always does, so we'll give you some updates on that next week. But today we're going to talk about two topics. One is a new proposed property tax assessment that a lot of people may not know about because it's kind of one of those sneaky things that they want to try to pass without anybody knowing. And we'll do that the first part of the show. Second part of the show, a little bit about first-time home buyers. The reason why is, even though in the Bay Area someone might be listening to this going, my God, Joe, first-time home buyers are impossible here. You know, I understand it's a challenge for sure. I do. So don't get me wrong. But our goal, our objective, I know Mike's is too, is like, so forget about what you can't do and forget about where you live. And when I say forget about it, find a way to do it. I mean, regardless, to some extent, and I know things have changed, but when I look back and I bought my first home and barely scraped in, was nervous as hell, didn't buy any furniture for years. I sat on frickin' lawn furniture and shit for years. I'm not kidding you, man. It's ridiculous. So yeah. My point is, if you want to really get started, there's a way. In some ways. I'm not saying it's for everyone, and I'm not suggesting that you go buy and get over your head and do something if you shouldn't. But my message to people that haven't bought a home, try to be as strategic as you can and get maybe family members, friends, get ideas. Just get in. Get in. Seriously. And I know, you know, parents are playing a big part in that, and grandparents, and people are willing to help. And, you know, in some cases, even employers are doing some things. So The suggestion would be just get in.
Well, even teachers and other those type of professions have programs as well that could help you get as first-time home buyer. So look into all that.
It's good. It's exciting. So we're going to talk about that in the second part of the show. So if you haven't heard, you'll probably hear more and more if you're reading online or if you get information from the city. So apparently, from my understanding, this has already been enacted and is in place in San Francisco County, or San Francisco, I should say, and maybe somewhere else. It's Palo Alto or Sunnyvale. No, it's Oakland, maybe in Berkeley. So here's the deal. There's a new tax proposal in the city of San Jose, and the proposal is this, basically. Any transaction, real estate transaction, either residential or commercial, over the amount of $2 million is going to get an additional assessment of $7.50 per thousand. So to just give you some quick math, if you sell your home for $3 million or you buy a home for $3 million, and some people will go, Joe, that's ridiculous. People, yes, they do. Here they do. I mean, I know it's not a large percent, but you do have people with those. So that's going to be, you know, an additional $7,500 for a person. And again, I know it's easy for when you're listening to this or someone in the news, you're talking about what's the big deal. It's the 1%. It's the people who have the money. But that's really not the point. The point is it affects the bigger picture, too. We could look back in the last year or so. What they've done is what? They've limited the mortgage write-off, insurance write-off for people with loans amounts over $750,000. they've capped the property tax at 10 grand.
Right.
And now they're doing this, and so what's next, what's next, what's next, right?
That's, they're going to keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, it
is what
it is.
That's how you solve problems in government, is you raise taxes. They all sit around the table.
Because they can't balance a damn budget. That's why, you know.
Isn't it frustrating? So, I know it's not a simple, you know, silver bullet, but I will have to say the sad part, for the most part, about city, government, state, is that they don't run it like a business, mm-hmm. I guess is my point. So real businesses, every day they work to figure out where their costs are, what their margins are, how they could cut costs, how they could be smart so they could continue to grow their business and be profitable. Well, cities and places don't have to worry about that. Just keep spending taxpayers' money.
Absolutely. They don't. Yeah, I mean,
it is.
Have you ever... Well, okay, I'm probably... I don't want to go out there and...
I'm trying to get some people on the city for the podcast, so maybe I shouldn't say this.
Well, if you ever, like, if you ever kind of, you know, observe city-paid workers or county-paid workers or state-paid workers. Now, I'm not saying all of them are like that, but just observe that part of the process, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pretty interesting how everyone acts.
You thinking for the world entitlement? Is that the word you're looking for?
Maybe.
Well, so, I know it's not all-encompassing, but the idea
is
this.
I'm married to a county worker, so I'm going to be the
full
first.
Full disclosure.
Yeah, full disclosure. Now, my wife busts her butt, but I know people that she works with don't. So
you
it's
just
like, you
at
know.
Me.
Yeah. So, you know, I
no,
mean.
No, it's true.
It is what it is. So, there's already a lot of fees itself when it comes to transfer of property. You know, not to go into all the numbers and bore people with what it is for city transfer tax and county. You and I know because mm-hmm. we look at these closing statements all the time. And then as we were starting the show, I was looking up like what a – because I don't have my tax bill on me right now. But, you know, we talked about before we came on. Yeah. You know, if you look at even all the random assessments on here – you know, you have a bunch of different bonds for schools mm-hmm. and whatnot. You have
garbage,
mosquito
water.
Abatement, garbage, measure
there's sewer
A.
crap in there too?
Yeah,
literally.
Sewer, alum rock special assessment, other measure Q, measure Q, LMNOP, whatever.
Measure there's, BS.
Yeah, exactly. Just look at your tax bill, and this is why, you know, tax bills are about 1.25% of what your mm-hmm. the value of your home is when you buy it. Now, a lot of people are locked into older taxes, but every year you get your tax bill, there are new assessments on mm-hmm. there, even for old property owners. So it's going to pile up.
Yeah, so the reason why I'm going to bring this up, because we always do, is we try to really be on the cutting edge and get this information out to the consumers. That's what we do, education, information, anything relates to real estate, community, property. This is a big deal. And here's my take, and I'll give you a quick summary, and it'd be interesting to see what Mike thinks, or, you know, if people want to call in. I shouldn't say call in, can't do that anymore, the good old radio show. But write in, email in, whatever. Here is my issue with this and what I wish I would like to see. So let's say San Francisco and Oakland have implemented this already, or anything. Okay, let's say a city's getting ready to do something. Here's what I'd love to see, but it never happens. I'd love to see them come into the city council and say, hey, guess what? We're considering enacting this tax law, and we're going to collect this amount of money. This is what we're going to do. In other words, here's the plan. But here's the part that I want to hear that you never do. The reason we're doing this is we just studied San Francisco for 3 years and Oakland or L.A. or whatever, and look what happened. They raised this amount of money. They did this. They helped the homeless. They used this amount of money. They improved the streets. They improved safety. You know, my point is, if you
prove
have a plan, and if you have some kind of track record where you can come back and say, we're going to ask for more money because we have a plan. They don't.
Yeah,
it's
they
a bunch
don't.
Of bullshit. What they're doing is they're collecting for additional fund to use, and they draw. If you actually read the details
behind
this.
Does it go into the general fund?
Well, yeah, that's the problem.
That's the worst. It goes into a black hole with the general fund. I mean, that's the thing, is they can't manage a budget or they can't manage finances, so they put it into the quote-unquote general fund,
mm-hmm.
which goes wherever. It's not going to go straight to this stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's the problem. If you're listening to the podcast, you know, if you're concerned, go onto the city website. You can find out more information about it. We're trying to get people on from the city. I've asked a couple of reporters that have written articles on this. I've asked them to come on to the podcast. So I'll keep trying to get them. I'll keep trying to get a city official on to get their perspective and get their outlook or their vision of how they see this, what they're trying to achieve. So hopefully we'll get someone like that, and we'll keep you posted if we do.
It's similar, not to go down a whole nother path, but it's similar to like the minimum wage increase, which Mayor Liccardo in San Jose mm-hmm. was a big part of when he was in council member.
Okay.
And what they didn't even think about, and you know, I can talk about this too because our family has businesses that mm-hmm. pays minimum, you know, certain jobs within those businesses are minimum wage jobs plus tips, whatever. But what they don't think about is like the business people that own these businesses. Mm-hmm. So they're basically penalizing maybe some other people that own higher valued mm-hmm. properties for no specific reason, you know, and just because the value of the property is right. higher. But it's like they don't fully think out what the ramifications of that might be. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just it's a short-term gain for long-term pain
yeah,
or something
right.
like that. So I don't know.
Well, it's just another example. And, you know, we're the citizens. We're the ones that are paying the bills. We're the ones that are footing the bills, paying the taxes. And, again, it would be another thing if we had the best schools in the United States, if we had the best streets in the United States, if we solved the homeless or even tried to chip into the issue of the homeless. In other words, I think most people, reasonable people, Mike, if they saw benefits of paying taxes or higher taxes, or saw they're paying 50% more on gas than any other state. In other words, if we saw some kind of progress, then I think most people would go, okay, you know, I feel a little bit better about that.
Yeah.
But it's declining.
Yeah.
I mean, streets are worse.
Yeah.
Schools aren't getting any better. This is why people, the private schools have gotten so much attention and gained so much of notoriety in this area in the last
yeah.
couple of decades is
Absolutely.
For that reason. And
yeah.
it's sad. It's too bad. So if you're concerned, again, this is going to affect everybody with properties over $2 million or selling for it. And most people, again, I understand, if you're listening to this podcast, my guess is the majority of people would say, no concern to me because it doesn't concern me. Now, remember, this is on commercial property, too. So this is businesses. This means business. This means more expensive for businesses, which California is already a really, really expensive place to do business.
Which is going to mean for you as a consumer, more expensive things to consume.
Right. Yeah.
So it's going to get passed on.
So the point is, regardless of whether this affects you, this is just another example of what the cities, states, counties are trying to do to make up for some of the poor business decisions they make, and because of the lack of business in the way they don't run them like a business, and that's really what it should be. I'd like to see, you know, it'd be interesting to be a requirement for a lot of these city councils and a lot of these cities to have some kind of business program that they all have to go through, some MBA
yeah.
program or something. You know?
That'd be good. They should.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Well, and what it all boils down to is go out and vote. I mean, ultimately,
that's true.
You know,
yeah.
vet who yep. these council members you're voting into your mm-hmm. council, vet the actual ballot and what the measures are on the ballot. Even it was mentioned in this article last year, Measure A was passed,
mm-hmm.
which is a major. That's a $950 million bill for housing, for affordable
mm-hmm.
housing. God knows how badly they're going to mismanage that amount of funds. It's going to be pretty bad. But it's things like that that you need to pay attention to.
Right.
So.
You really do. For more information, just go to the city website, and we're going to keep tracking it. We'll keep updates. We'll do more podcasts on it over the next several months. And I believe they're going to vote on it sometime early next year, if I remember right. They've already voted to vote.
Yeah.
Vote to vote, right?
That was a waste of taxpayer dollars right there. That cost
Amazing.
Us money is to vote to vote.
Yeah.
So what's next?
Amazing. All right, so we'll switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about, as we talk about all the expensive ways as it is to live here in Silicon Valley, first-time home buyers. You know, the message, we've done this for years over and over and over again, so some of it's repetitive, but I think it's important, and that is home ownership for the right people and for most people. And if people surveyed, I believe over 70% still to this day, Mike, say, yes, I want, at one point or another, I want to own a home.
Yeah.
So it's something that most people still want to do. And for some people, it's not, and that's fine too. But for the most part, most people want to. 7 or 8 out of 10 people want to own a home at one time in their life. So
mm-hmm.
a part of our job is to educate and inform. And I could tell you that buying a home for the first time, it's rewarding, but it's very challenging. It's frustrating. it's hard to understand, and I wonder the percentage of people who back out or start reading about it and don't get the right help, stop and hesitate and hit a wall because it could be overwhelming.
That's a good question. I don't know. I mean, for you and I, when you have to have that conversation with them when you first meet with them, right, to really kind of figure out if this is something they want to do and go through all the ins and outs and everything. But that's a good question. Yeah. Outside of that, outside of my own little world, I'm not really sure, you know.
The reason I say that is, you know, we've worked with first-time home buyers a ton in the last, you know, 15, 20 years. You know, when you do it, you're reminded, and you are too, maybe on the finances side more, that all the questions and the hand-holding that people need, which is legitimate, like what kind of down payment and, you know, can I get a credit? And what do you mean that credit can't go towards my down payment? And what do you mean this income can't be showed a certain way? And what do you mean?
Yeah.
I mean, there is a thousand different questions that come up in. So
I still have questions when I go through a loan with you. Sometimes I want to rank
questions.
Sometimes I'm like, what the hell is that underwriter need that for?
You know, yeah,
there's a lot.
It is a crazy business, but.
But, you've said it a lot of times before on the show, I think, is about. Most people don't, when they buy a house, don't look back and, like, regret.
No.
What do you usually, you say something like, so I actually, it came true today, I'm doing, like, my holiday Popeyes last few weeks, you know, because you got some of the Christmas sausage. And so then I.
Sausage.
The sausage.
Sausage.
So I roll through my vendors, and then I go through my clients for the year, and so it takes, you know, me a couple weeks. And I just stopped by today. They're first-time home buyers, and he happened to be working from home, so I caught him, you know? And, he said that, like, the same line you say, like, I really, every month or so we talk about how much, how happy we are that we bought this house. You know, they were hesitant, of course, you know, they had their concerns about buying $1 million-plus property and all this stuff. And he's like, I'm so happy we did it. You know, I don't have any regrets. And it's, you know, it's nice putting money into something that is yours and not someone else's or whatever.
Right.
So it was nice to hear that. I was like, oh, I got to tell Joe about this.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. Most, I can't tell you the thousands of conversations I've had over the years with people. And as Mike just mentioned, most of the time you do run into people or talk to people months or years after they buy a home, and they, most of them, all of them, I would say, almost just so happy they made the decision. And they look back and they think, oh, my God, I can't believe I stressed so much. But that's part of the process.
Yeah,
so
it is.
The idea here is that in a market like this, we've been talking about for several months now. I just talked to another buyer the other day about this, about the fact he's worried, getting ready to buy here, and he's worried that, oh, is the market, is it going to make an adjustment? Are we in a downturn? And I kind of went into my spiel and explained to him that this is arguably, in my opinion, the best time to buy we've had in the last 4 or 5 years. Yes, is the market correcting a little bit? Yes. Is it flattening a little bit? Yes. But, again, I don't mean to sound like a jackass, but if you think back about 4 or 5 years ago when you had so many people pissed off and upset because they couldn't get their offer accepted, remember that. Have that planted into your brain.
Yeah.
Because what I'm saying is if you get out there right now, you don't have that kind of competition. You've actually got a chance to pay less for the house today than you would have 2 years ago. Think about that. Interest rates are still very good right now. Next year, I really think, we talked about this last time, I think last week, Mike. Next year, I think there's a chance here in the Bay Area we could get into a bit of a seller's market again.
Yeah. We could, especially...
Inventory is not... It's pretty low.
It's low,
right?
Yeah. As we mentioned last week, it's going down. It's going down again, as customary on this time. But I've got to imagine Q1 next year is going to be pretty... Might be a pretty hot seller's market. And and I think, again, we've talked about it time and time again. If you're planning on buying for the long term and not the short term, i.e. 5, 7, 10 years...
Right.
Don't worry about whether there's going to be a downturn or not.
Right.
I mean, just let me put it to you this way, and I'm speaking more towards the people that live around Silicon Valley, but do you not believe in Apple and Google and Cisco and all these other major companies? If you don't believe in those, if you think those companies are going to fold up their doors and go down the drain in the next year or two, then yeah, don't buy real estate around here because that's what's driving a major part of the economy. So if you believe in those companies and you believe in that, then real estate's going to be okay. Could it take a dip? Yeah. But if the job market's strong around here, housing's going to be strong.
Yeah. You know what I heard the next tax is going to be? Every time you power up your iPhone, you're going to get taxed a buck.
There you go. So everyone's going to keep their iPhone on.
Can you imagine?
24 hours a day.
That's the kind of stuff they sit around these damn tables and figure out, what can we tax next?
Yeah, absolutely. Especially in California. If you're not in California and you're listening to the podcast, which we have quite a bit, then, don't move out here.
Yeah. And I'm going to, one of the things I keep forgetting to do, but I just thought about it, so I'm going to do it now. I should be doing it at the beginning of the show. These shows, most of you know, have been following the show for years. These shows are brought to you by Bundle Select. We've been talking about Bundle Select for a long time. For more information, so if you're an employee listening to this podcast, you want to know about Bundle Select. If you're an employer, you want to know about Bundle Select. Go to BundleSelect.com. If you're an employee or an employer that wants to provide your employees with a real estate benefit, that's right, an online exclusive real estate benefit, go to BundleSelect.com. And for those that are viewing, you can see the big screen. As you look at Mike's good-looking mug there, right behind it is the big screen that shows that as well.
There you go.
But I forget to do that. I want to do that. We're having a lot of success. If you are like companies, I mean, we have companies signed up like Adobe, Visa, Salesforce, many others that have signed up using this program. So it's exciting. It's growing. Again, if you're listening to this podcast, you're an employee and you want a real estate benefit, a lending benefit.
Yeah, tell your employer.
Tell your employer about it.
Yeah, hey,
if you're
sign up with these guys.
Someone in HR or benefits, or you own a company, or you're a VP at a company and you're listening to this podcast, then you want to know about it too. BundleSelect.com. Anything else about first-time homebuyers?
No, I think, again, if you are going to get into the market, or maybe that's your New Year's resolution, I say no, but here I go on a tangent. But if you are going to get, if 2020 is the year you want to buy a house and you're going to get into the market, make sure you have that sit down with your realtor or your lender, and you go through the process and you understand the process and what the expectations are, what the benefits are of working with a good agent and a good agent lending team, and understanding the ins and outs of buying a property, make sure you do that. Just don't go out on a whim and buy something.
Yeah.
I think it's really important to understand what the benefits are and try to negotiate from
Completely agree. All right, great time to buy, especially again before we enter into wrap up 2019. A lot of times people kind of step aside and put things aside, and nothing wrong with that too, but oftentimes it's a great time to buy a home this time of the year, believe it or not, even though it's a busy time of the year for people, because you may have a little more opportunity. So get out there, make it happen. If you need anything related to real estate, where can they reach you, Mike?
You go to my website, MikeDSells.com, or you can call 408-630-0101.
All those know how to reach me. That is joe@reradiolive.com, or you could always text or call 408-838-9060. Thanks again for tuning in today. Take care. Have a great afternoon.
You've been listening to Real Estate Radio Live. For more information on today's program, visit reradiolive.com. That's reradiolive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. Discover more at reradiolive.com.